Hey everybody, welcome back to the cast for episode 26. I have a new guest here today, who I'm really excited to see back in California at all. my good friend Dom.
Hey.
That was a wonderful intro. Terry's here as well. You all know Terry. Oh, is it?
I hope so.
What, marginally less sexy
marginally
Terry?
Less sexy Terry.
Yeah, that was his nickname. Yep.
That's a good nickname.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I thought so. Tried to get Sexy Rob back, but he has strep throat right now.
How did he manage to get that?
I don't know, but it can't be good for him since he's in all those acting classes.
Yeah, doesn't he have to do musicals now?
Yeah, so that can't be good for him.
No.
That intro was a recommendation from Terry. Is Destro?
I don't know. I just know them from that mixtape, the Ghostly Swim.
Oh, okay. It was Ben Destro or Destro Light Powered was the name of the song. It's a fun song. Reminds me of Dark Cloud. I don't know if it's just me on that front or if anybody else remembers Dark Cloud as much as I do.
I remember the first one. I never played the second one. The
second one was fun. You should play it. Get around.
I'm not
going
to.
It's probably on PS2, I think.
Yeah, it's PS2.
Yeah. That's no one's going back to
I'm
that
not going
right
back.
Now. Yeah. So yeah, no. I'm glad to have some new blood on the cast right now. You know, it's been a while since we had a new person on, so
I'm very excited to do this.
Yeah,
I've been wanting to do it ever since I heard it.
We've been going through complications trying to get Dom on the last week or so since you've been back. Because the day he came back, it would have been great, but I was just dead tired, and I had to edit that three-hour-long one. And
scheduling conflicts.
Exactly. All over the place.
Very busy people.
Yeah. I'm glad to be here.
This is good. Terry, are you glad to be here?
No.
No?
I'm always here.
All right. Yeah, that's true. Terry's here a lot.
He's a regular.
He's a vet. A cast vet.
I'll show you the ropes. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
I'm a little nervous. I don't really know how to approach this.
Being on an audio podcast?
Yeah. I've never done it before.
Just don't rub the mic and, you know, fiddle with it a lot and you'll be
all
right.
I did want to do that. Just kind of just rub it around it and just wipe it all over my mouth.
Yeah.
I'll do that?
No. Robert was rubbing it all over his beard and it just sounded
really
a little weird. It just sounded like a bunch of rustling and I had to edit that whole part out.
Yeah, I won't do that.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I'm familiar with the recording voiceovers, so I think I'll be okay.
Yeah. It's just holding a mic until I get stands for everybody.
I think anybody should know not to rub it on your beard. Yeah. Apparently not.
Robert wanted to just share what his beard thought.
what do you think?
Yeah. So that's
the
good.
Metal feels good on the skin.
That's true. It's I think it's aluminum.
Aluminum.
Yeah. I don't think it's metal. Yeah.
That's why it's so amazing.
That's why it feels so good on my face right now. You guys were let's talk about you a little bit, Dom. You left California.
I did.
For a little while, and then you came
back.
That
was a mistake.
Short period of time. I left on April Fool's Day.
Somebody probably thought it was a joke.
Hoping it was a joke. It wasn't. It was real. I moved out there to get away for a while and, you know, try to get some stuff organized in my life. And I think I did a pretty good job at that. And then eventually I realized that I didn't have to be out in New Mexico anymore. So I was like, well,
it's a good realization.
Might as well just come back to California then. And so mostly in big decisions of my life, I think about it for like a day. And then if it feels right, I just go with it and do it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been working out pretty well so far. So
that's good.
Packed up the Toyota Corolla and came back out here.
Yeah, so you drove that thing to New Mexico and then
Isn't
back
that amazing?
Again?
Yeah.
That's
car
that seriously is amazing. To
I'm shocked that car has like done everything that it's done.
What is that, an 92. 92. That's close. Yeah.
But it is old regardless.
Yeah. You got that sweet silver color that only comes in that era.
It needs a paint job, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, on the drive up, I actually went down to L.A. and hung out with my friend for the night, and picked up my dad, who was in L.A. at the time, and then drove him back, because he's the one who lives in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. So I didn't make that 16-hour car trip by myself.
Oh, okay.
And the whole time, I was just waiting for it to break down. Like, it was just in my head the entire time. I was like, okay, when's it going to break down? Like,
right.
As soon as the car does something abnormal, like, that's going to be
it's
it.
It's like, this is it.
Oh, boy.
All right, and then you start looking at where you are and make sure you can describe it to the person you call.
Yeah. And, like, every time we stopped for gas or for food or something, like, I just expected the car not to start again. Like, keep it running as long as you can, because, like, I'm afraid it just won't start again. But it made it, and it was fine. Like, there's no car troubles at all.
That's amazing.
And then driving back, the same exact thing. I was just thinking, like, okay, when's it going to break down now? Like, I can't do two major trips.
Two 16-hour drives.
16-hour drives.
Through the hot sun during summertime.
Yeah, well, the first time, it was, like, in March, so it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I guess it was right in the beginning.
But the way back, oh, God, it was sweltering.
Yeah, does it have AC?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. That's the thing. Funny you should mention this, it doesn't.
That's what everybody is shocked about. I was like, you made that whole trip without AC. He's like, yeah, I just put down the window. And
the window's down the
hope for the best.
Hot air coming in. But my friend Matt actually flew out to Albuquerque the day before, and he drove back with me, so I wasn't alone again. So that was fun to hang out with him. I hadn't seen him in like 5 months, and we took that drive, and it was like so hot the entire time.
Oh,
like,
I bet
the Arizona border on was like ridiculous. It didn't get like a little bit cool until like Fresno, and then by that time,
which is amazing because Fresno is crazy compared to Manteca, you know?
And so, yeah, we made it. And, well, our plan was to stop in Barstow, which is kind of the halfway point.
It's, like, on the border, isn't it?
Yeah. It's, like, right. It's barely in California.
Yeah.
And stay at a hotel and then take the rest of the drive the next day. And then by the time we got to Barstow, it was, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I was like, well, why don't we stay at a hotel at 1 o'clock in the afternoon? Like, why not just do the whole thing? And we got home at, like, 8 o'clock in the at night.
We I was going to say 8 o'clock in the morning would make me have the assumption that something did go wrong with the car, or you're just driving 30 miles an hour on the freeway.
We had to walk the rest of the way from Fresno.
Car's fine. We just decided to give it a break.
Yeah.
So, we're going back for it next week.
We made it, and we were both very shocked that we did. But
that's amazing. It really is.
It is. I'm with very proud of that
zero,
car.
Zero car
I owe that
troubles.
Car my life.
Yeah, I honestly... I half expected you to arrive here in a different car.
Yeah.
Like someone else was just
from
like
telling you
feeling
that I
bad
drove there.
For you. And was just like, take my car. Like, why are you still driving this?
Yeah, I'm definitely due for an upgrade in the car department.
How many miles are on that thing?
I want to say 260,000.
It's a 92. That is a lot.
It is. I think, well, the guy who sold it to me said that after 100,000, he replaced the engine. But he was a little weird, so I didn't know if I could trust him.
Maybe replacing the seats was like replacing the engine too.
I put a cup holder in there.
But we get for another 100,000.
Yeah. Fill up the headlight fluid. You're good.
I guess I like tell myself that that's true just to make myself feel better about all the miles that are on it. But
yeah, honestly, at 260,000, you would have to think that that engine had an overhaul at one point in its life.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, like, physically that it could do that.
My old car, my 94 GTI, it had 215,000 miles on it, and things were falling apart.
Really?
Like, my water pump wasn't working right, my radiator was leaking, stuff like that, so...
You know, that car has got to be, like, a gift from God. Because I think about it, and I was like, okay, I got it in 2005, so I've been driving it for 5 years. And I haven't taken that many long trips. Well, actually, I took it to Tahoe when we went to Tahoe.
Yeah, that again snow amazed the hell out of me.
Yeah,
because I put
it.
Snow chains on your car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was out there.
I'm not a
on.
Man, and I don't know how to do anything like that.
I remember Aaron coming out, like, talking to me and then, like, looking at you and, like, Dwight, you're such a man, and I'm out there in shorts. I was in shorts in Tahoe when it was snowing outside putting chains on your car.
I know. I was like, I don't know how to do this. You know, you're good with cars.
Yeah. So
help me out.
I'm glad we all made that trip safely.
Yeah.
No crashes, no nothing.
It's like amazing that it did that.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it is.
And I was going to take my mom's car because it was newer and, you know, I could trust it.
Because it
then
was newer.
Things fell through and it's like, I need to take my car don't go up at all. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to do it. And if it breaks down, it breaks down. And it
powered through.
A champion.
Yeah.
And then also the fact that, like, nothing's really broken on it. Like, the only problems I've had with it are the battery died when I first got it. And I'm pretty sure just because he never replaced it.
Or maybe it was sitting around.
It might have been, yeah. And then the battery actually died in New Mexico. Mm-hmm. But that was because I left the lights on. So I charged that, and now I'm like, I'm good on that. And other than that, I replaced the ignition switch, and that was it.
Sometimes it goes out.
There's certain things, you know, that are going to happen, but normal things.
Yeah, for cars like that, I mean, for any car, actually, the basic rule of thumb is, you know, just always keep an eye on where, you know, your oil changes are and flush your coolant every year.
I treat it good, I think.
Yeah. You know, as long as you keep on maintenance, cars will last forever. I knew an old lady, I wouldn't say old, I say late 40s. She had a Mark III Golf, and it was a 2.0, and it had 365,000 miles on it. Ran better than my car.
She took
care of it. Every 3,000 miles, she got an oil change. She had every part of the car always checked out, you know. And I honestly don't understand how it was working. I don't get it. Original engine, too. I don't understand.
That's awesome.
Yeah. If you just keep up on stuff. I mean, that's why diesels are really awesome, too, because you can ride those things into the ground.
Yeah.
You can put 400,000 miles on those cars, and they'll keep on wanting to go. So
that's cool.
And they get great gas mileage.
That one gets great gas mileage, too.
Mine does not.
I think it costs $20-$25 to fill it up, and it lasts for a very long time. Because I don't really drive that many places.
Mm-hmm.
When I take long trips, that's about it. And then normally just to work or to a friend's house or something. So
yeah,
it's good. Good situation.
Yeah, my car costs about $30-$35 to fill up, and I get terrible gas mileage.
It happens.
Yeah. My old car, though, it got wonderful gas mileage. It was like 35 miles to a gallon, which apparently doesn't make sense anymore because Terry was telling me that there's a new system.
Yeah, they changed the system for rating miles per gallon or whatever.
Yeah.
So how do they rate it?
I don't know how they do it.
Everything is worse now.
Like before 2000 or something, just dropped by like 10.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is hard to believe, but apparently...
Yeah, I don't understand how you can just change something like that. Yeah. We've decided that
remember your
miles are longer now.
But only for cars that are older than 2002.
It's now 5,290 feet, so just make the change.
Yeah. Remember your 12-gallon fuel tank? Yeah, it's only 8 now.
They've just changed the metric system.
Yeah. Yeah, they can't just change shit like that. Yeah,
I don't know how they
get they do that a lot, I think.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like I think they call it a standard for a reason, you know?
Yeah. If it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Seriously, that should be a bumper sticker on your car. If you broke, don't fix it. It's like an aura around your engine or something that's just keeping it alive.
I know, right? Like, it's got to have a guardian angel.
Something.
Or my guardian angel happens to be a mechanic or something.
He's just bored and he goes, hey, check out the 92 Toyota.
I'm going to have to follow you a lot. This thing will normally break down every other mile, but I'll help you out.
It'd break down 6 times on the way to your house.
It's never actually broken down. The one time it broke down was, or just stopped running, was when I was like running on empty. Mm-hmm. And I really just neglected the gas for a long time. And then it just, like, slowly just slowed down.
You start working on fumes, and it's like... Brruh,
brruh, brruh. But what was funny about it was because it was, like, right around the corner from my house. So it was like, oh, crap, how am I going to get home? But just walked home and got a gas can and...
Came back and...
Never happened again. Just forgot about the situation.
And put it off into the corner.
Yeah.
Sam's old bug, he used to have to carry a thing of gas with them.
Really?
Yeah. Because his gas thing didn't really work. Like, when it was at a quarter, it was empty.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. I've had to save him once or twice. You know, I'm more than happy to. It's just finding him is really hard. Like, he broke, or he ran out of gas on the crossover in Stockton. I don't know if you guys really know what that is. No. But it's a freeway that goes, that takes you from downtown to, like, uptown?
Other town.
I don't know. Other town. Yeah, it takes you from downtown to the other part, and it goes over the other freeway, and there's, like, two ways of getting it. It's all, like, crisscrossy. It looks like it belongs in L.A., you know?
Right.
And he was describing it. He goes, yeah, I'm on the crossover, you know, just whatever. And I worked in Stockton at the time, so I know those freeways pretty well, and I never had to use the crosstown, though, so I went down one side of it, and I didn't see him, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I went the way that you told me to, and he goes, no, and he told me, and I had to go the other way. So I had to go back down the freeway, turn around, come back towards Manteca. But, yeah, he always had to carry gas with him. So
I think it's kind of a thing that's good to have.
It was just a small one, you know, yeah. Just enough to get you to a gas station. Hmm. But, yeah. I'd say for older cars, it would be almost a necessity, you know, yeah. Or keeping basic stuff with you, like coolant or oil, stuff like that.
Like I said, I'm not a man, so it's like, even if I had those things, like, what do I do with them, you know? I'd have to, like, pick someone off the street and, like, hey, fix my coolant.
Hey, this shit's steaming, bro.
You gonna do something about it or what?
You gonna be a man? Fix this shit or what? Step up. Start calling them out. Start calling them names and shit.
I gotta think of, like, a clever backstory of why I can't do it. Like, not admit that I'm not a man, but, like, God, my fingers are just so numb right now. Like, can you do this? Like,
no, I've been working on cars all morning, man. My hands are fucked up.
I should carry, like, some oil with me just to smear on my hands.
And keep on your face and be I have no idea what's going on. Could you help me with this?
I've been pulling tree stumps out of the ground with my bare hands all day. I can't do it.
I've been punching trees down all day. I don't know what I
just
can
have do. An axe in your back seat
and a flannel like shirt to go over.
I'm a lumberjack guy. I'm an axe man. I'm on that show Axe Men.
You gotta talk in a Canadian filming. Accent though. I don't know anything about cars. Come help me out.
Help me.
Yeah. Well, glad to see you made it there and back. And
yeah, this thing is definitely. Still going. It's good to be home.
Yeah.
How's
the weather here compared to New Mexico?
It's, you know, a lot of people think that New Mexico is really hot. It is. Hot. Yeah. But it's not that hot. It's hotter here. And I think it's because, like, there's mountains there, so it kind of, like, puts some shade somewhere. But here, it's, like, so open. There's,
the
like,
valley
nothing.
Is just flat.
And it's been really hot here for me, but it hasn't been bothering me at all.
It's definitely cooled down a lot.
Really?
A lot, yeah. We had some hot days. Like, there was, I think we hit 1.9?
Yeah.
No way.
This summer, yeah.
Yeah.
Which isn't as bad as some of other summers, because some other summers we've hit, like, 1.13.
Right.
You know,
oh, my gosh.
Which was just, you don't go outside.
Yeah. That's nuts.
It's basically like a snow day for Californians. You know? We're just 1.13 outside, not going out there. I'm going to go hide under my bed until the sun's over.
But, I don't think it ever hit 102 in New Mexico.
Yeah?
And if it did, I didn't feel it.
Yeah, no, it's this weather right now is very pleasant for us. Like, it was windy a few weeks ago, which was kind of nice. Mm. But it's today and yesterday, I believe, were the hottest days of the week, and now it's cooling off for the rest of the week, so...
Yeah, I like overcast weather.
Me too.
I'm really a big fan of rain.
Me and Terry are big fans of the winter.
Yeah, and like if I ever moved anywhere in California, I think I'd rather move up north, just because
don't
I like
go south.
Yeah, like woodsy areas, rainy, overcast.
Isn't there a song called "It Doesn't Rain in Southern California"?
I have no idea.
I was filming this montage of mine. And we were in an Xbox Live party with two of my friends, and our buddy Jose I don't know if he just didn't care, if he didn't realize his mic was still on.
No, he's always like that. He just leaves his mic on his headset, turns around, talks to whoever's there.
He was yelling at his mom because his sister wanted his help to pour coolant into her car. And he was trying to explain to them that it's super easy. All you got to do is just open the thing and pour it in. It's weird that we were talking about coolant. Yeah. This came around. But because it's just like pouring a drink. You can pour a drink, can't you? And it was funny.
Is it on here?
Yeah, it's right here. This was when I was filming some of the skate videos.
Oh, okay.
You can't pour it into a coolant. You have a problem.
She needs a man to do it. Should have hit that bullseye.
I didn't want to. I was trying to fly under it.
Just gave up.
Can you pour yourself into a drink? It's the same concept.
But
he could have very well be talking to me.
Yeah.
It's like, Dominic, cool it. Be a man.
You can pour yourself a drink, can't you?
I actually get people's help to pour drinks for me.
Do you?
It's too complex of a thought.
It is. You got one thing, and then you got another thing that has something that you want, and then you want it in the other thing.
Yeah, it's just not. No.
You should just skip a step and just drink it straight out of whatever.
Yeah, that's why most people drink out of milk cartons.
Exactly.
They don't want to have to go through the hassle.
Cups. Who needs cups?
Cups are very overrated.
I think when I move into my own apartment, I'm just going to have silly straws and everything in the fridge. And I'm just going to call it that. You know? If it gets too cold, put it back in the freezer or the fridge and bring out something else.
You look like you'd be living in like a giant hamster cage. Like all tubes going everywhere.
So this big tube of water on the wall and you go over and drink out of it.
They have spoons like that too. Now for kids.
Yeah.
That are like straws too, but they're like, there's like little spinny things in them as well, and like you could use it as a spoon, or you could,
genius.
You know, yeah, it's like an all-in-one thing, you know.
I like that idea. Actually, I think it's a good idea.
Just putting silly straws on everything.
Well, I was mostly talking about the spoon
that was a bad
straw.
Idea.
Oh, the spoon straw. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. You know what's really funny is watching people get McFlurries and think that that spoon is
that's
straw.
A straw.
Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
That is like a very common thing.
Yeah, if you guys know what, I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody knows what a McFlurry is now.
Yes.
They give you a really weird spoon.
Well, can I explain that spoon?
Oh, you know about it?
Oh, totally.
Oh,
you know all about it.
No, have you worked at a McDonald's, or you just know the mechanics
of
the spoon?
My Baskin-Robbins experience has taught me a few things about mixing soft serve with treats.
Okay.
The way that Baskin-Robbins works, when they have a 31 Below, which is basically the Baskin-Robbins version of a McFlurry, and Dairy Queen has Blizzards. They're all the same thing.
Right.
You put the soft serve and the toppings in a cup, and then you're about to mix it. It's just an agitator on a machine where you clip it in, you stick the drink in the agitator. So the agitator looks like a spoon, really. Mm-hmm. And you just shake it up, and you take it out. And then you throw the agitator in the sink and then put a spoon in there. What McDonald's does is actually really smart, is that they make the agitator the spoon. So you put the spoon in, clip it on, you know, do the whole mixing.
So that's what the hole is on the side.
Yeah, they
put
clips
it
into the machine. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So now they can just take it out and give it to you. They don't have to
waste
a spoon. Yeah.
Right.
Or agitators. Yeah.
That's actually pretty
It's very smart.
Yeah.
Kudos to McDonald's for doing that.
Yeah. I would say they're innovators, but not...
but not really.
Yeah. Like, they have good ideas, but then they, like... It's bad practice, you know? Bad execution.
Yeah, because now everyone's trying to drink out of the spoon and looking like idiots.
Yeah, that and their food is terrible.
Yeah.
I think their food
You know, as bad as McDonald's is...
You can get away with some things.
I do like it. And I'm a big fast food eater. I try not to be. And I hopefully, one day, hope to kick the habit and just start cooking. But I do indulge in McDonald's. I'm not gonna lie.
You're part of the population that's keeping them alive.
Yeah. Well, I think I only give them about $8 a month.
Oh, okay.
So I don't feel too bad.
All right. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it is weird. You try not to think about what you're eating whenever you eat anywhere at fast food.
That's true. Like, you don't want to ever be put in that situation where you think about like.
The meat.
What? Yeah, the process of how it got there.
Well, when I actually worked at McDonald's when I was 15, my first job, and I was actually telling my brother the story earlier, which is weird. I wanted to be a fire explorer for like a week, and I signed
fire explorer.
A fire explorer is someone who
goes into fires and just explores,
just explores the flames,
just has a good time.
Oh, this one's orange. Oh, this one's yellow.
This one's really hot, but this one's not.
And they're basically like, you know how there's police cadets? There's like kids that want to be police officers one day.
Right.
Okay.
I think they're called Police Explorers too, but maybe they're not. But it's basically the same thing. It's like a pre-firefighting thing. Like, you learn stuff and you go on calls sometimes. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do that. I was interested in it. And then I also was applying at jobs because I wanted a job. I wanted to see what it was like. It was a bad mistake.
15-year-old Don, just like, well, what is all this job business?
What is this?
What's going on here?
And then I got a call back from McDonald's, and I was like, okay, I can either be a fire explorer or be a McDonald's employee. And I like the idea of getting paid. So
right.
Well, I just money's chose nice. McDonald's.
It was weird, though. It was like, my checks were so small back then. I remember like my first check being like $150 and just being like so stoked. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I got
with
money.
All this money.
I can do whatever I want. And I think I bought a boombox. And then after that, I just hated the job, got like 3 hours at a time, and then eventually quit because I realized that I could. Because it was one of those times where you didn't have bills. Like, I didn't even have a car back then. And
yeah.
I was like, I don't need to work. Like, I could just be a teenager.
I could just live life for a while and
yeah.
come back to this later.
This is the time when I'm not supposed to work. Like, this is the time to enjoy life to the fullest and then start working.
And then hate life for the fullest.
Yeah, and then start hating life with a passion.
Yeah. Hating bills, not life.
Yeah. Life is good.
Yeah.
Bills are not.
No.
I hate bills.
Yeah. There should be like a more powerful word for bills other than bills, because bills just doesn't feel like it has enough emphasis to how bad they are.
You should start calling bills a word that you hate.
Right.
Is there a word that you hate?
I hate many words in my life.
I can't just pick one
word. Yeah. Like,
there's so many words I hate.
To narrow them down would be a... If I could just combine them all.
Yeah.
Like, have you guys seen... I think it was Kung Fu Hustle, where he's bad and wrong. They should make a new word to describe who he is, and it's like badong or something like that.
I briefly remember that, actually.
Yeah.
We'll call them badongs.
Yeah. That's it. Badongs. That's
hate paying badongs.
Bills are badongs.
Hate those badongs.
Yeah. There you go. Everybody who's listening, you are now in the inside joke. Congratulations, you,
you made
few
it.
Thousands
you
of
won.
People. Yeah,
win. How many subscribers do you have?
Last time I checked, we were around 1,200.
Nice.
Yeah.
See, that I'm happy for you, don't get me wrong, but I've been doing the movie thing for so long, and I have that website up, and I've only gotten 2,000 views on that website. You just know how to network, huh?
I think it's more of just having interesting conversations. You know, like, I don't know what has, like, sparked something. I don't know if it's just, like, one person who's just, like, knows 1,000 people and, like, can convince them to listen.
Yeah.
But, like, no, I freaked. The second day, I freaked out because we had already had 33 people listening.
Yeah.
I freaked out. I was working on Ryan's car. We were changing it. We were trying to change his oil that day. I think we didn't end up doing it until the next day. And I was just freaking out. I was like, What the fuck, dude? 30 people? It's only been up for like 12 hours. What the fuck? You know,
that's
I start
awesome.
Freaking out. And I'm like, this is awesome. And then like pretty soon it was just like 66, 89, hit 100. I was stoked, you know. And then I told everybody I'd have
digits.
A party at 500. Uh-huh. And then 500 came super quick. And I was
and
just like, I wasn't even prepared. And like we had a beer Olympics here. And that was amazing. It was a great night. But it was very difficult to control that many people. And the guy, Robert, he was supposed to bring his camera, but he didn't end up coming, so we didn't film it. Mm-hmm. And then I said, okay, well, 1,000 then, you know, and then 1,000 came too quick, and I'm not prepared for it at all, so
yeah.
I got to stop making those promises. I think I'll just be like, you know what, something's coming. Yeah. Just you wait.
It's coming.
Something's coming, and it's going to be amazing. So,
That's really cool, though.
Yeah, no, I'm happy. I wish... you guys should go, I'll put Dominique's website up on the link bucket so you guys can go check out his videos as well. They're pretty good. Actually, coming back to the Tahoe trip, like 2 minutes after being there, you end up, I remember you coming up to me and be like, Dwight, check out this video I just made. And it was you and looking at this picture, this painting of like a chick in a canoe or something in the kitchen.
An Indian, yeah. Yeah, that I edited that.
On your phone?
Yeah.
I thought, yeah.
Well, when I got home, I ended up putting some music to it, and, what is it? A title. Indian Eyes is what it's called. And but yeah, I did do like a pause, record, so it looked like it was
seamless. Coming back.
Yeah, I get bored sometimes, and I just like, if I see an idea for a movie and it's doable, like, I'll just do it. And I did it that night. That's good. I wasn't really drinking that night. Definitely not as much as other people.
I didn't drink a whole lot either. I think I got like a 12-pack of Heineken, and I only had like two.
Yeah, we got a lot of alcohol that
night. We did. We got way too much.
Way too much. And, yeah, for as many people. I didn't drink that much, and I don't know why. I just didn't. And I was in the kitchen and saw this painting. It was haunting me the whole time, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to film that because I'm never going to be here again.
It really felt like it was like the first 5 minutes, though. Like, it felt like we were still unpacking, and you came out and showed me this already, and I was like, well, how did you
probably
were
the only person I showed to, like, the only person that could appreciate it or not think that I'm a complete weirdo.
Well, it reminded me of the Ferris Bueller thing.
That's exactly what it was from. Like, yeah. I think I'd watched that the day before, and like that scene was like always my favorite growing up.
It's a great scene.
Yeah.
It's when they're in the museum, and they're looking at a painting, and I think it's Cameron, right?
Yeah.
He's looking at the painting, and then it looks back at him, and then they look back at the painting.
It'll do
a
little
bit closer.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's filmed really well.
Yeah.
And he does such a great stare in that movie, and me trying to imitate that stare is ridiculous, so I just kind of did my own thing.
It still came out pretty good. For recording on
a cell phone
and everything.
And that was my old cell phone. That was very low quality.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And also, there's a lot of yelling and talking in the background. That's probably the version that you heard. And
I don't think I even heard it because people were still yelling and stuff behind. So I didn't
it just kind of blended in.
Yeah.
But I took that sound out and then put a song in. And the song actually worked. Like, there's a beat, it zooms in. There's another beat, it zooms in. And I think a Death Cab for Cutie song. But it worked out really well.
Yeah, I'll have to look at that. See the final version.
30 seconds of cinematic beauty.
Gold.
Yeah. What was I talking about that led to that?
Subscribers?
Oh, wait. Maybe. I don't know.
But I do know what you're talking about. Like...
My videos and stuff, they don't get a whole lot of recognition right
what's
now
the,
either.
What's the highest views that you have on one?
I think like 300 or 400 on one. I had one that was like 2,800, but it wasn't a video that I really cared for.
The only one that of mine that got the highest views is Hiccups. Have you seen that one?
Maybe.
It's
I don't know.
It's literally about me like trying to get rid of hiccups, and I really had hiccups for like 12 hours, and it was like the worst experience.
I should probably film this.
I should film this. And it got like, it's up to like 2,000 views, and I think it's only because it's called Hiccups, and it's so easy to find. And
possibly.
Apparently there's a lot of videos about hiccups, so they just get a lot of hits.
Maybe there's just a crowd out there that just is like, I need to see more hiccups.
Someone has a hiccups fetish out there.
Yeah.
Searching for videos.
This is amazing to me. Why am I watching this?
Yeah.
I can't look away.
Yeah. There's because I had one account where I uploaded stuff for a while, and I ended up making a second account for my 360 stuff and for what I use under my gamer tag. So I had to reset one. Like here's a 578 one.
That's good.
Yeah.
Mine are not that big. You know, they don't have that many views.
Yeah, it's 3 pages of comments, too. Mostly of people, you know, like trolls and stuff, of people going on. It's like, oh, this is bullshit, you know, oh, you think you're good. And
I hate that.
I just don't understand, like, if they have, like, so much of a motivation to write a negative comment, then
You know what?
Why live?
I try to not get into that whole commenting on the videos, because there's somebody that keeps commenting on my video for I Hate Ben Ferguson.
I saw that one, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. I like that one.
Well, this guy, he thinks this video is real. He's like, you know what I hate? I hate stupid, tall, you know, can I swear in this?
Fuck
Go
no.
for it.
I'll quote him. He said, I hate stupid, tall faggots that complain about everything and hate people and stuff. And I'm like, dude, it's a movie.
It's just a spoof, you know?
It's a character. Yeah. Like, are you serious? Like... You think that's real? And I try not to let it bother me, but it does.
I know. The comments bother me, too. You just kind of have to be like, you know what? Fuck you, you know? There's people out here that'll like this.
Idiots.
So.
And then, like, a little girl, too. Like, a 16-year-old girl comments on it. It's like, oh, my God, you're so immature. You need to grow up. I was like, oh, I'm not. I don't really hate the guy. He's not even Ben Ferguson. It's so ridiculous.
I I actually like running into those people just because they're so funny to listen to. Like, they think everything's real, and, like, they're so gullible, and the fact that, like, these characters must be real. They have a full name. He has a first and last name.
Maybe that I should take it as a compliment. That, like, our acting's so good that
you're believable. Yeah.
But I even told the guy who played Ben Ferguson, I was like, dude, go on that video and just look at that comment. And he's like, what the fuck? I hate that. Like, why are they saying that? Like, it's such bullshit.
Yeah.
But, you know, people will be people.
Yep.
The internet is a place for people to say whatever they want. And it's they know they can because they can get away with
the
it.
Anonymity. Yes.
Amnesty.
Yeah. We'll just make up a bunch of words.
Amnesty. It's all that amnesty on the internet.
Yeah. So, you know, it's there was actually a thing that Blizzard was going to do for World of Warcraft, the forums, that they were going to change everybody's screen names to their full names to kind of get rid of the whole trolling and stuff. They were debating about it. And just people blew up about it, like, no, this isn't going to happen. I think it was just a first name. I don't know. But the people just...
Well, then, that's not that bad. No, it isn't,
but still.
Not good.
Yeah. So Blizzard backed down off of it and just decided not to do it. But that would have been awesome, because that right there is the central of trolls right there.
David Anderson, I will come for you.
Yep.
I will find you.
Yeah. If people stab and kill each other over Counter-Strike, then who knows what they'll do with WoW.
And people steal their cloud songs.
I was actually listening to a podcast earlier where they mentioned that, where it's just going to be a bunch of... They said, it's just going to be a bunch of people, or a bunch of people of saying, you know, oh, you stole my cloud song! It's all over the place. And I don't know if you've seen that, or heard it, rather. It's not a video.
Yeah,
you stole my cloud song?
No, I'm not.
It is,
It is amazing, is what it is.
It's probably the epitome of internet nerd rage. This guy is just like in the background, like fuming at this guy. Apparently, he stole some really rare item or something.
Take it easy, man.
This guy's just toying with him, dude. Zerged my cloud song. This guy's playing Dr. Phil. Hey. Yeah, so that's about 5 minutes of this guy just...
What is a cloud song?
I tried looking it up.
It is some, like, it's a sword, I guess.
It was a cape.
I don't know. It was some item in some random MMO.
I think it was EverQuest. I want to say it was EverQuest. We could be completely wrong.
It could be
a fucking shoe in Hello Kitty Island Adventure. we don't fucking know.
I needed those.
I only have the left foot. The right one is Cloud Song.
Dang, I've seen videos like that though. Like that one, the kid who freaks out when his World of Warcraft account was canceled.
Starts hitting the bed and stuff. Yeah, was that the one where he threatened to shove a remote up his butt or something?
He did.
He tried to anyway.
Yeah. I don't understand that. I don't get that one. I don't get that one.
I don't think he even got that.
He wouldn't get it. It's very symbolic.
It's for WoW, right? It must be a WoW term.
Yes.
If you don't give me my WoW account back, I'm going to put my remote up my butt.
He's trying to send a message to his parents that only they would get.
There's one, too, where a girl changes her boyfriend's password on World of Warcraft because all he does is play and he never, like, pays attention to her. Mm-hmm. So he comes home from getting food and he tries to sign in, and it's just the videos on him. And he keeps trying to sign in, it doesn't work, and he just starts flipping out and, like, starts breaking his keyboard. And It's bad.
That game destroys lives, man. It's a fun game. It is. We've both played it.
Great game, but
yeah, no. But destroys. I'm saying like, people need to know a limit. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
They need to know how to limit themselves.
Well, those are the people that will find something to consume their lives anyway.
That's true. If it's not WoW, it'll be another thing that they absorb into, definitely. Like Second Life, or what's that other one? Whatever. Doesn't matter. Game out there.
There's another one out there.
Yeah. Don't and it's weird because the type of people that are into those games, it's, you know, the computer nerds and stuff like that, you know. Mm. And people who get obsessed over, like, Call of Duty and stuff are Chads. Or the bros. Those types of guys. Bros. You know, they're just like, grab a six-pack of Monster and put on my white hat and white-rimmed sunglasses and play Call of Duty in my lifted white truck. You know?
Wow.
I see it all over the place. It's everywhere. It on the freeway. You know?
It's just a lot of white. Play.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's a weird thing that they do.
Yeah, it's just it's a collective. Yeah.
But no, frankly, I disapprove.
Yeah? Yeah, no, it's too much. I don't think anybody should let any game take over their lives as much as that. No.
Or anything, really.
Anything, yeah. It's good to have interest in things and, you know, be passionate about stuff, but when it comes to Mr. Cloud Song over here...
Don't go breaking people's noses over it.
Yeah, there's a rehabilitation in China for kids who are obsessed with WoW.
They're crazy really? About yeah, it over like, there. Like online gaming in general.
Online gaming, period, yeah.
That's why they're restricting it so hard.
Yeah, but for WoW, parents are sending their kids to these things. Camps. And some kid, like, escaped it and came home and played WoW.
Wow.
Just to play WoW, yeah. And they ended up sending him back, like, what the fuck, bro? Why are you still right here? You're supposed to be there. And he goes, hold on.
Bro?
No way. I'm raiding.
I'm pretty convinced that my little brothers are addicted to video games. And it's not really, like, crazy, but it's, like, they're always playing it, and they never do anything other than that. They should be able to play sports. They're young, you know?
They should be able to. Yeah, I spent the...
Or just go outside and pick flowers. Not pick flowers, that was bad.
This is why you don't know how to fix cars.
When I was a kid, I was picking too many flowers and not working on enough cars.
And not repairing your tricycle.
Yeah.
I would just give up. You're supposed to have three wheels. you know, I spent 7 years of my childhood playing baseball.
Nice.
So I'm making up for that time.
I think we're all made to play sports at one point.
Yeah.
Whether we wanted to
or not. Well, our generation was a little bit more... We had Nintendo and Super Nintendo growing up, and then PlayStation and then broke out when we were, like, what, 12?
Yeah,
it was somewhere in the early 90s. Late 90s. What the fuck am I talking about?
Yeah, these kids are, like, growing up with the internet.
They're growing up with the 360 and just tons of consoles and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that could be one of the
things. It's definitely, definitely a big factor.
People buying Xboxes for their 7-year-olds.
Playing Modern Warfare online.
Yeah.
That's...
You get, like, you get so many people coming in and you're, like, they bring up these mature games, too. You're just like, you know, this is mature. They're like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, you don't care, but you don't understand what's in that game.
I explain it to you. We have and to explain it to them.
They're buying those games so the kids play online.
Right.
Technically, the games are, you know, there's violence in them, but nothing more that you'll see in a movie. But those games that are popular and go online, that's where you meet them.
And they'll be like, no, it's cool. Their friend plays this.
Yeah, and then they wonder why and their kids have such bad attitudes and, like, where they're learning all these curse words. Like,
seriously.
Very creative curse words.
Yeah.
It gets interesting online.
Like badong.
Like badong.
Yeah. So, it's your fault, parents. Not your kids. Not your kids' fault for going online and playing the game that you bought them.
Using your internet connection.
There you go. So, you know what parents should do? They should just brick the 360 or the whatever system. Just like hack it so that console gets banned from playing online.
Well, they have parental controls. It's just they don't use them.
But I'm saying some kids learn the codes, you know, and they'll get up and play at night. Because the parental controls is just four keys, dude. You just choose four combinations on it.
Like, you gotta have to find a code that will never be able to be broken and just... lock it up somewhere.
Yeah, don't
never make tell
it.
Them. Don't get drunk and tell them one night.
Hey, you know what your code is?
It's
AAAB.
Now go get me some more beer.
I was thinking of that was the noise I was making when I was trying to think of the code. I was just
just go with it.
Now go get me a beer. Go mix me a drink.
You know what I like.
Just open the cabinet and just
here's
make
the key
one.
To the liquor cabinet. Just go crazy.
Oh, we're out? Well, here's the keys to my car. Here's some You're cash in my ID.
You look like me.
That's bad parenting. So, let's actually talk about a story.
Okay.
Here, let's bring up that, that wonderful story you were telling me about earlier.
I want to hear about the acid.
Yeah, that's the story.
Oh, gosh. All right.
Yeah.
Let me indulge. There are guys that go around with a cup of coffee, well, it looks like a cup of coffee, and they're walking on the street, so obviously it looks normal because it's coffee. And they go up to a woman, usually like a pretty woman, and I think this one woman in Boston, I want to say, somewhere on the East Coast, I think, she was walking and she was like doing something, and the guy came up to her and he said, "Hey, pretty lady," and she turned around, and then he spilled this acid in her face because there was acid in the coffee cup, and she had like burns all over her face. Like they showed pictures of her, like her face is all puffed up, and she said the only way that she didn't go blind was because she was wearing sunglasses. And it was interesting because she said that she never wears sunglasses, and like that morning she had this urge to buy sunglasses and she didn't know why, and she did and ended up like saving her sight. Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. And then a similar story happened in London. There was this model who this guy went up to her and just didn't even talk to her. He just did the acid. And
just skipped a step.
Not even a warning, just acid. Huh. And her face, it turned out really bad, but it wasn't as bad as this other woman. Like, it was really bad.
Huh.
And it's just crazy. Like, my reasoning, like, I'm trying to think of, like, why people are doing this.
Try to put yourself in their mindset.
Yeah,
and you don't want to go in fully into
that. I don't want to go in fully. Put my foot in.
He doesn't have access to acid, so he can't.
I wouldn't
even if he did.
But I figure that it's because these people are, like, obsessed with these women, and they just, like, want to deform them so nobody else can have them, maybe?
Maybe it's their way of preserving
I figure
it for
that
them.
If they're psychotic in some way.
They have to be.
They have to be.
No normal person's like, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to throw some acid in people's faces.
Yeah.
Instead of like, I need to go to the grocery to get food, or I'm going to throw acid in people's faces.
You know,
this has to be like a group thing, too, because that just doesn't happen where you have like three separate cases of a guy spilling acid on a pretty woman.
It's got to be related in some way. It's happened before, but it just started happening again. And hopefully, like, you know, I mean, how do you really stop something like that? There's no way.
You
man
ban
has coffee.
Yeah. You
have
Starbucks
to be
on
be
alert.
Fucked,
you know?
Ban cups. You
ban
cannot
cups.
Have a cup in public. So there's
be
no
maybe
way to have
in like
carry acid around.
Higher populated areas, they'll have more police officers just on patrol. At least to be able to catch the guy.
Acid patrol.
I don't know why they didn't catch the person.
What's
in
that
London.
Cup, sir?
I thought.
Put the cup down, sir.
In London, they might have.
Because they have cameras everywhere.
Yeah, in London,
they
filmed the guy.
Everywhere.
But the other ones weren't filmed.
Yeah. So.
That was his bad. He shouldn't have done it right next to a building that could have had a camera. The other guy was in a park. So, I mean, he could have got away so easily. And it's not like she could really identify him because
right.
I was going to say, it all depends, you know, on the timing. If you have the time to see him right before it comes.
Yeah.
You know? But then again, he's probably, you know, wearing sunglasses as well, maybe a hat, you know.
But it is very disturbing. I don't like it.
I don't like that either. I mean,
don't approve either.
I don't approve of that.
I think stabbings would be better.
Stabbings
what would be better than acid
to be stabbed
in
the face or have acid in the face?
Stabs in the face would hurt a lot too.
Yeah, there's no good way out of that.
I guess there's no better alternative.
There's no good attack, really. Any attack on you is not going to be pleasant.
Unless it's a
forceful
handshake. If
you want
handshake.
Anything spilled on your face, I would want it to be like some PETA guy mad at me just splashing blood in my face.
for wearing your raccoon lined.
Yes, my nice, beautiful raccoon skin coat.
I don't know why, but I can see you with a raccoon coat. Just a raccoon, not like chinchilla.
I can feel it on me right now.
Just a raccoon coat and a hat.
And a hat.
A top hat of a raccoon. not the normal, you know, raccoon hat. A raccoon top
with the
hat.
Tail hanging off the back of it.
Yeah that's how I imagine
the top.
It. The tail on the back.
With his hands just kind of like this.
His head's up there.
Yeah.
Speaking of raccoons, I saw a trailer for a movie, actually, which actually corresponds to zombies, because you have an amazing painting on your wall.
Mm-hmm.
A movie called Zombie Roadkill, which is about a road where basically anything that dies on it comes back to life.
Huh.
So it's about killer roadkill. And like, I'm sure somebody will end up dying on that road and become a zombie. And Thomas Hayden Church is in it, and he's awesome.
I don't know who that is.
He's got a really deep voice. He's from Sideways. He was the Sandman in Spider-Man 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
And the movie's produced by Sam Raimi. And Sam Raimi, you know, Evil Dead, Evil Dead 2,
he also did
Army
Spider-Man.
Of Darkness, and Spider-Man. Yeah.
Yeah.
He produced it, so.
That's what I thought you were talking about.
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, well, I've never played it, but there's an app on the App Store for iPhones and iPods, and it's called Zombie Highway, and I just saw it the other day, and then I saw you mention Zombie Highway?
Zombie Roadkill. I stumbled upon that.
Is that the same thing? And
it's a movie, and it looks dirt cheap, but it looks cool. I'll watch it, you know?
Yeah, there's what other movie was super cheap and did really well? I think it was Paranormal Activity. It had like $1.3 million budget.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they did
definitely
fantastic.
Earned that back.
Yeah,
they're making a sequel to that.
Yeah, they are.
Did you see the preview for it?
There's already a sequel technically for it, but I guess they're coming. The original people are coming back and making a sequel.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, the when I saw the trailer for it, the way it looks is that girl from the first one is the ghost in the next one, or the bad person,
the demon,
the demoness.
Yeah,
but I don't like that idea because I'm not scared of her. And she's wearing normal clothes in the trailer. Like, she's wearing, like, a tank top and jeans. Like, that's not scary.
Just casual clothes. Just
very casual.
Maybe she has a very explicit logo on the back of the tank top.
She could. Scary one.
Yeah. Just says, I'm scary. Like, a name tag says, hello, I'm scary.
There's, like, a name tag says, boo.
I'm scary. Bah! I never watched the first one. I see bits and pieces of it. I'm just not a horror guy. So I don't see those types of movies.
That voice just first correct.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens to me way too often in my normal day. the first one's okay, you know? I mean, I think you can only really go so far with the whole live action, like the camera running around, you know, the Blair Witch style.
Right. Yeah.
But it was cool. I mean, for $1 million, I mean... I think it's amazing, first of all, about how many movies could be made with so much money. Because I really don't think it's that necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like a movie like Transformers, obviously, a lot of effects, a lot of stunts.
And CG and stuff, yeah. The CG and stuff costs a lot of money.
Just the actors alone to pay them, you know? Like, true. Zac Efron gets paid $3 million to do a movie. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think Will Smith gets like 10. I think his son got like $3 million for doing the other one. I could be way wrong.
He's not even a household name yet.
No, he's not. I just remember him as Will Smith's son.
Yeah,
pretty much.
It's Jaden, or is that his wife?
No, Jaden's his name. His wife's Jada.
Jada. Okay.
Trying to keep it all in the family. Well, because his daughter's name is Willow.
I didn't even know he had a
I
daughter.
Think they're just variations of their own names. Will, Willow, Jada, Jaden.
Okay, all right. I heard
one,
he was pretty
know.
Good in Karate Kid, actually. I didn't hear a whole lot of negative things about it. Like, I heard people like, well, obviously it's not as good as the original, but, you know, they didn't do too bad on this one.
I took my little brothers to see that movie, and they loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they ever seen the original, though?
Well, we were supposed to watch it beforehand, but it didn't work out. And then we watched it the day after we saw the new one. I was like, you got to watch the original because I like it and, you know, it's
necessary.
You're going to
watch it.
And they hated it. my little brother wanted to leave. He's like, I don't like this. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, how does it not make any sense?
It's the same movie.
And it's the music, too, that, like, he thought was really corny. And I was like, yeah. First of all, the music's, like, the best part.
Fucking dogs. I'm just going to wait until whoever's at the door come in, you know.
But okay, I think that movie was pretty decent, I would think, I thought.
Yeah?
It's kind of like an exact remake of the first one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's
almost in, everything happens the same way.
He's not in America, though. He's across seas, isn't he?
He's in Japan, I think.
Okay.
And it's weird because they always talk about Kung Fu in that movie, yet they call it The Karate Kid. But he's obviously doing Kung Fu. And they were actually going to call it The Kung Fu Kid to kind of separate it from the first one, but they didn't. And it actually makes perfect sense. It's like, he is a Kung Fu kid.
Right.
Yeah. He's doing Kung Fu.
It's like watching The Karate Kid and then watching Fast and the Furious. Yeah, they're in Japan.
Same thing.
And I'm pretty sure karate is a China thing, isn't it? It's from China?
I don't know why you're looking at me first.
I don't know. I just look at both.
No.
I thought you were our international translator. I don't know. That's interesting. But yeah, no, I agree with you about how, like, don't understand how some of these movies cost so much.
Yeah,
I mean, Avatar, $500 million. They made it back fivefold. That's, you know, crazy. They made $2.8 billion or something before they went on Blu-ray.
Jeez.
Worldwide.
And they re-released it, huh?
Yeah.
Just make another couple million just for fun.
Just for real quick, you know. James Cameron's like, yeah, just go ahead. Go roll it out real
quick. I don't
know
how I feel about James Cameron.
Yeah?
He's a good filmmaker, I guess. I like most of his movies. Terminator, you know.
It's a
classic.
Right.
But the way that he is, like, in life, I don't think I like him.
He seems like a cocky person.
He is.
But then again, he does own two of the top three.
He has very good reason to be cocky.
There's a way to be cocky and be cool at the same time, I think. Because there's a lot of people that make a lot of money.
James Franco.
Yeah.
I like him. He's a funny guy, and he just has, like, that cocky attitude, but he still feels like a likable person.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's probably got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably gets paid a million or two.
He's smart as fuck, too, by the way.
Yeah, he goes to school.
Yeah, he's hella smart. Like, beyond a lot of people.
And, well, the thing is, like, I read an interview with James Cameron, and he was talking about Piranha 3D. Did you guys ever catch that?
No. I didn't catch the interview, and I didn't want to see the movie at all.
All right, I saw the movie, because I'm just a huge fan of, like, corny horror movie gore. And that's exactly what that movie is, with a lot of boobs, which is awesome. So, why not? And it's 3D, but it was filmed regular and then converted to
post-productive 3D, right?
Which is also the same case with Clash of the Titans.
I was going to say, Clash of the Titans was more like 2.5D?
Yeah, yeah. It's the same, you know, structure. And James Cameron chimed in on it, and he was like, he was just talking all, like, mad shit about the movie, but he's never seen it. When I think it's kind of weird to talk shit on a movie that you've never seen.
Yeah.
And he was talking shit on it, and he was like, yeah, you know, if you're going to do 3D, you got to do it right, you know, like, which is true. And I agree with that, but, like,
because Avatar 3D was pretty amazing. Yeah. It was really good.
But I also get kind of peeved when people make fun of other people's movies just because, you know, they spent so much time making it and put their own money into it and, you know, like, wanted to make their own movie, and then someone to talk shit about it when they haven't even seen it. Is just kind of like,
especially someone on James Cameron's status, because you know, I mean, he did put a lot of his own money into Avatar, like $200 million or something, but still,
I don't know.
Like, he's this multi-billionaire probably now, you know, and he's just like, that's terrible, you know. Why didn't he spend $60 million on one camera? I don't know.
Exactly.
Buy two of them to make real 3D. Why aren't those fish real? Why didn't he mutate these piranhas into being real life things?
He might have actually been mad too, because apparently he directed the sequel to Piranha. Because Piranha is actually a movie from the 70s.
Yeah, it's like a series, isn't it?
Well, they made a sequel to it, and he was the director of the sequel. And that was the one where the piranha started to fly, which is interesting.
That's an interesting concept.
And I guess he got fired from doing that for some reason. And now he's talking shit on the remake.
That's probably just him being...
He's probably just jealous.
Yeah.
Like, that was my masterpiece and you fired me from it.
Yeah.
Now I gotta do fucking Avatar.
Now I gotta do this bullshit.
Now I gotta make $2.8 billion on this one. Jeez.
Great.
You understand what I could have done with piranhas? I could have made them blue. I could have given them their own language. He didn't even go to school for filmmaking, right?
James Cameron?
I'm thinking of the same person.
I don't know.
I think it was James Cameron. Yeah, he was a truck driver up until he was like 40, and then he was like, I want to make movies. And then he went to the library and got like a Movies for Dummies book or some shit.
Jeez.
And then that's where he started making
all the movies. Out of my experience right now, which is not much, but just kind of reading about movies and watching movies and knowing about the process,
mm-hmm.
I really think that film school is a very good thing, and I hope to do something schooling of some sort for it, but I don't think it's completely necessary. And Robert Rodriguez is like one of my favorite directors, and he's never went to film school. He just kind of taught himself. Mm-hmm. He funded his first movie by being a test subject for like products, like brownies and stuff. Like he had to just eat them, and if he gets a rash, you know, they have to look at it. And
huh.
That's how he funded his first movie, and it cost him like $3,000 for his first movie, and ended up being really good, and that's what started him.
Well, there you go.
And now he's making $1 million movies.
Yeah, and not eating rash brownies.
Not eating rash brownies.
Yeah.
That's how it is for a lot of the creative positions. You don't really need to go to school for them, but it helps.
Yeah,
but you can absolutely get by without any kind of schooling, mm-hmm. just teaching yourself.
You just got to have the motivation and the creativity in your head, you know?
Most painters didn't go to school.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the famous ones. I don't even think there was, like, school.
You didn't go to school for painting? Look at that. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. That's like the first thing I saw when I walked into this room. I was like, okay, I got to ask where he got that painting. Yeah. And then it turns out you created it.
No, it's an interpretation. But what's his name again?
Joe Suda.
Suda, yeah, off of Threadless.
But you still painted it.
I painted it, yeah. It was amazing. I like it a lot. That's why I keep it there. I mean, I like looking at that one too, but I've messed up on that one a few times.
I dig them all a lot.
Yeah, I need to finish up the rest of the canvases. I got like four still.
Still?
Yeah. If you want to do another one, I got another canvas.
Do I?
I did three paintings because I have canvases.
You what? I was wondering if I have any.
I did three of them.
You've done three? Are they amazing?
I like them.
What are they?
They're not that great. They're like, it's kind of like a series, because they all kind of look the same, where it's kind of like a headshot of something looking at you, and they're all the same size canvases, so there's like a set of three. And I guess the whole motivation was three things that I liked. So it started off with an owl, because I like owls, and then the second one was R2-D2.
Obvious reason, yeah.
And then the third one was Batman, because I'm a huge fan of Batman.
More obvious reasons.
So it's kind of like an owl staring at you, R2 staring at you, Batman staring at you.
I actually have a pretty good question now that you mentioned Batman. Who do you think would win, Iron Man or Batman?
Iron Man or Batman?
Yeah. Really think about it, though. Don't let your fanboyism get in the... Because, okay. Like, during Robert's 21st birthday, we were at BJ's, and he's a huge fan of Iron Man, mm-hmm. and... Bigetta was saying something. I was like, "Oh well, he's not Batman," you know, like that. And it caused this whole heated debate about who would win between Iron Man and Batman. You know?
Okay.
So, what would your take be on?
Well, honestly, I've had this conversation because
with Iron Man.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I was like,
who would win between you and Batman? You didn't know. No, like my old roommate and like the star of most of the movies, Sean.
Uh huh. Yeah.
He's a huge fan of Iron Man.
Okay.
And I'm a huge fan of Batman.
All right.
So in our house, we had a mantle over the fireplace. Did you ever see it? Because you came over.
Yeah, I probably did.
He didn't move in at the time that you came over.
No, I think he was just kind of there all the time.
He was basically living there, but not living there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, when he did move in, we split the mantle up to like all my Batman stuff and all his Iron Man stuff. So there's kind of a shrine to Iron Man and Batman.
Uh-huh.
And we lived with Rosie at the time, and, you know, she kind of just decorated the way she wanted to, and that was our one male thing.
That was the area that you had.
Yeah. And So we always had debates like who would win between Iron Man and Batman, and even though I like Batman a lot, I still think that he would win because Tony Stark is basically okay.
I'm really intrigued by
Tony Stark
really
is a billionaire, drunk billionaire, but the only time that he's really like powerful is when he's in that suit.
True.
When Batman's outside of his suit, he could still, you know, whip the shit out of you.
I actually never really thought of it that way.
It
but
all
that, that
depends on the situation.
It does.
Yeah, because if he
very,
has a,
true.
If Iron Man has a suit, yeah. Do you think he would win? It's,
if Iron Man had a suit, I'm trying to think of like certain gadgets that Batman could have to.
Right.
Help
That's what
him.
Begetta was saying. He was saying that like Batman would be able to would have the
he
intelligence
to
like find his
to...
weakness or something right. against him. But I'm thinking like Bruce Wayne. He's a good fighter, but he's not really smart. Like he's not like he didn't really come up with anything. It was always that other guy, the guy Morgan Freeman played. Right?
Lucius,
right. It was Lucius that came up with his gadgets, and Batman was just able to execute them very well.
You know, I guess it all depends on what...
And Tony Stark, he's an engineer, so he has some intelligence behind him, even though he is a drunk.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to hold him down that much.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I guess it depends on like what version you're thinking of, because in the movies, the newer movies, he's doing all the inventing for him. And then in certain comic books, Batman's doing all the inventing himself.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, you know a bit about Batman, too, don't you?
A little bit.
Yeah. You're a comic guy.
A little bit.
You're a Spider-Man guy.
Yeah.
If we had questions about Spider-Man, maybe we should go continue.
I actually have a friend
continue.
That is all into Spider-Man, too. He's the one who plays Spider-Man in our videos of Batman and Spider-Man, like, mm-hmm. hanging out and stuff.
Oh.
But also about Bruce Wayne is that he knows over, I think that in the book it said, over 120 forms of combat. So, he's a skilled fighter. But right. like you said, if he's in the iron suit, like, what can you really do?
Right.
If he threw a batarang at his arc reactor, it could short-circuit it and it could be over.
Possibly. But you would think that he would have a ton of layers of protection
yeah.
for that thing, because that's sort of his
That's the thing,
power
like,
source.
That suit is really what it all comes down to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And if you asked me who would win in a fight between Bruce Wayne and Tony Stark, I would totally say Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne. No, that's... I will.
Yeah.
But it's a hard question.
Yeah.
It is. It's harder than asking Batman versus Superman, to be honest. Because I have a really short answer for that.
Kryptonite?
Kryptonite.
Kryptonite boxing gloves.
That's it.
He actually made Kryptonite boxing gloves just in case he has to fight Superman.
Did he really?
I think something along those lines, yeah. There was one.
That'd
there was
be
one
funny,
issue
just
where
like,
he had
like cliche boxing gloves,
like neon green boxing gloves. Yeah.
Huh.
But yeah, I don't know. I like Batman a lot. I like his character, you know, and I like the fact that he is a normal guy.
Yeah.
Just doing it.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's cool about Iron Man too. It's pretty much the same thing. Like he's a normal guy, but he's wearing this big suit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting too because there's one issue of. There's a graphic novel called The Dark Knight Returns, which is set in the future.
It's that kid, isn't it?
The kid?
It's a
Oh, well, that's
kid?
Batman
that's
Beyond.
Batman.
Okay, all right.
I think that's even beyond that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go figure.
But this is in the future where, like, things are getting crazy, and Batman's getting old, and he can't do what he used to be able to do. So he gets in this big iron, maybe not iron, but this big, like, suit that's dressed up like a bat to be able to control, like, the chaos in the streets and stuff.
Hmm.
So, maybe in that situation, it could be an interesting fight, too.
That would be pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Batman is DC, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And Iron Man is Marvel.
Yes. Okay. So that's a whole other can of worms
yes,
right there.
Yes, it is. Right, yeah.
They're in different
Marvel
universes.
Yeah.
Breathing different air.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I had the two right. What about Spider-Man versus Batman?
Versus Batman?
Yeah. Because technically Spider-Man's always, you know,
yeah.
able to go places.
Spider-Man's good, but I would probably give it to Batman. Because he's got the brains over Peter Parker, even though he is pretty smart.
Nerdy smart.
He's still very smart.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think that...
I think Spider-Man's downfall would be a net. like a net gun, you know, just one, and it's like, well, you can't jump now. What do you do?
I think, yeah, Batman's gadgets will definitely overpower Spider-Man. Spider-Man, like, I imagine him as, like, a fighter, but not as much. Like,
right.
I don't see him really doing hand-to-hand combat as much as just, like, jumping up and, like,
hitting you from behind. Hitting you in the face with the
Yeah. stuff. Though there was a comic where they actually did the DC vs. Marvel. It was an old one, like, in the 90s,
I have all four issues of those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only comic books I own, actually.
He did beat, what's his name? Superboy, whatever his name is.
Superboy?
Whatever his
name. I don't know. I just think that's a funny name.
Yeah, Superboy.
Superboy, something like that. The one with the glasses.
He had piercing.
Yeah, he was a douche. Leather jacket. But yeah, he beat him. So that's something to think about. Mostly because Superboy is an idiot.
Superboy might be one of the worst superheroes ever.
I don't think I'd be able to live myself if my nickname was Superboy. Like, you could never grow out of that. Like,
yeah, he was pretty old.
Yeah?
You only call him Superboy because there's already Superman.
Yeah.
Do you remember who Batman fought in that?
Batman, did he
fight? I want to say he fought Wolverine.
That would be a cool match.
He fought, and you know he fought more than one person. He fought Bullseye. Or was that Robin that fought Bullseye?
I liked Bullseye.
One of them
as a character.
Fought Bullseye. Well, and I don't know who else he fought.
I think that issue, there's like four issues. It was really cool because the universe is like colliding.
Right.
Created this amalgam universe, is what they called it. And it's basically mixtures of superheroes. So there was a mixture of Wolverine and Batman called Darkclaw,
right.
Which is awesome. Because Batman awesome. With claws is amazing.
Yeah.
And I think it was Superman and Captain America called Super Soldier.
Should have called him Super Captain.
Super Captain. Captain Super?
Yeah.
And
Captain Man.
There are some other ones. They actually made issues of those characters.
Yeah, they went off and made...
Huh.
Like Bruce Wayne, S.H.I.E.L.D. agent. There's actually like two different versions of Batman. So there's Bruce Wayne, who was in S.H.I.E.L.D., which is in Marvel.
Right.
And then Darkclaw, which is, I think his name was Logan Wayne, because it was a mixture. But it was awesome. Very good idea.
Huh. That would have been pretty interesting.
And I think Iron Lantern, Green Lantern and Iron Man mixed together.
Yeah.
That was the only superhero that I kind of followed as a kid was Green Lantern.
Man.
And it wasn't even that much. It was just like, I had access to some of the comics, so I was just like, I'll read some of these.
I think Green Lantern's cool.
Yeah.
The movie's coming out.
Yeah. I always just thought it was funny that his arch nemesis was yellow.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't like the color yellow.
He fought Silver Surfer in that comic.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he win?
I think he lost.
Oh,
yeah, he lost because at the end he's like lying dead on his board while he's floating away. Nobody died in that, by the way.
they could never kill. It's like Pokemon, dude. They like pass out and then they get better.
They never die. Or sometimes they do and they'll just come back and pretend like nothing happened.
Yeah, like Captain America. He actually died, didn't he?
Yeah.
And then
it's
they
not
brought him,
him
back.
Though. It's not the same Captain.
Oh,
it's his sidekick became Captain America when Captain
Bucky?
America died. Bucky is
Bucky's the new Captain America. I didn't know
that. So that's what happened when...
Yeah.
Did they announce that after he came back? Like, oh, that was just his sidekick? Or
no,
you knew that when he died?
Yeah, he died, and then Bucky stepped up and became captain. Like, that was all what they were showing.
Oh, okay.
Did you ever see the what-if versions of things where, like, what if Captain America became Iron Man?
Yeah, I think I saw some of those.
It looked like Iron Man, but it was, like, red, white, and blue armor. It's kind of interesting, but...
That'd be weird.
And, like, what if Punisher was actually Captain America?
Yeah,
he looked like
that's
Captain America, but he had skulls on him and stuff, and it was cool, though.
Huh. It's interesting.
It is.
Captain Punisher.
Captain Punisher.
The Punisher Captain. Sounds like the captain of a boat team. He'd just be yelling at people.
It's gonna kill me. Who did Batman fight?
I don't know.
Well,
do you think it'd be easy to search?
Yes.
Yeah? who did Batman
Marvel
fight?
Versus DC.
Batman fight. No, you just go to the wiki. It shows all the verses up there. Batman versus... Yeah, he fought Captain America.
Okay. Yes, I remember Superman fighting Hulk.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was probably pretty... Storm fought Wonder Woman.
They tried to keep their like size in mind, you know? So it wasn't... It was like a fair fight. Like, even Batman versus Wolverine is kind of like... I don't know, it wouldn't really work. But him versus Lobo is perfect.
See, he's Superboy right there, fighting Spider-Man.
I was going to say, who's that faggot in the corner?
And Thor versus Captain Marvel.
These two guys.
Yeah, didn't Thor lose?
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Stupid.
And then, no, what's your name? Wonder Woman found his hammer and beat Storm with it.
That makes no sense.
So Thor beat Storm, not Wonder Woman.
Well, you gotta be worthy to pick up that hammer.
And she was worthy, apparently. And then their little amalgam, whatever.
Amalgam.
Storm and, Storm and what's her name? Wonder Woman went together, and I think they still had the Thor's hammer.
Dang. There's Green Lantern and Silver Surfer back there.
Yeah, way in the back.
And
Flash versus Quicksilver. They're both the fast guys in their respective universes.
That probably was an interesting fight.
It was
super fast.
It was a few pages and
never didn't last.
Flash? I'm pretty sure Flash won. Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Quicksilver sucks.
Number of issues 4.
Yeah.
He did it.
Own them all. It might be worth money one day. Probably
maybe.
Not.
Well, that's interesting.
I like those things, like, I don't want to say more than normal issues of comics, but, like, the ones where it's kind of different. And
it brings a new perspective out there.
Yeah, definitely.
That's out of the norm.
When they started mixing superheroes from different comics, like, that was really cool.
Yeah.
Even to mix superheroes within the same universe, like Marvel characters mixed together would be really cool.
Yeah, that would be actually pretty awesome.
And just things like seeing like a toy of like a Transformer that's a superhero. Like, have you seen those?
No.
It's like Wolverine action figure, or no, it's like a yellow and blue Humvee, and it transforms into a Wolverine robot. So it's pretty much mixing Transformers with superheroes. Adding cars in there.
The super Transformers.
Wolverine had sex with a Humvee.
There's like a Spider-Man who turns into a motorcycle. Very cool. Hulk turns into a van. A big
a school
green
bus.
Van. Yeah.
Superman would probably be a semi-truck like Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
Or Captain America, I guess, because Optimus Prime was red, white, and blue, wouldn't he?
Captain America would be a Mustang.
Yeah, he'd probably be a Mustang.
He's all American.
Huh. I can't say that I agree with those toys, though.
You know,
I don't think they should exist.
They shouldn't, but the fact that they do is interesting. Like, okay.
Huh. I don't know about you guys, but as a kid, those transforming toys, they never really worked for me.
Oh, they never made sense to me.
Yeah, like, I would be able to get them out and, like get him into one form, and then when I'm like, okay, well, I'm bored with you, I want to get back to the other one, it'd just be stuck
just
in a mess.
There for an hour trying to figure out what you have to flip first. And
I wasn't into Transformers as much as I was into Beast Wars.
Beast Wars was awesome.
I watched more Beast Wars than I did Transformers as a kid.
Yeah.
I definitely
did.
It's
a different generation, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I watched a lot of Zoids, too, at one point.
Yeah.
I just did. I don't know why, but I did.
I don't have a reasoning behind it. I just did it.
I think just as a kid, seeing all that stuff like happen in front of my eyes, just like, that's awesome. No, I watched a shitload of Gundam Wing, actually.
Yeah.
That was my Transformer one, but they didn't really transform. They were just robots.
No, they were robots.
Yeah.
Not in disguise.
Not in disguise at all. If you couldn't hide something that was,
they were not subtle about them.
150 feet tall.
Didn't Japan build their own Gundam?
Yeah, they built their own life-size one,
and they had to, like, take it down or something?
Yeah.
It was just on display for like a month.
Yeah, apparently it scared people.
I was scared.
So
like,
was
that. Is gonna be,
it's happening.
That is going to be the end of us.
Yeah. It wasn't a functioning one, but it could have been.
Well, didn't his arms start to move, and then his head started to turn? Something like that?
Maybe.
Or maybe a different robot?
I have no idea.
I remember seeing that and just being like, that's it.
We're done,
guys.
That's
how it starts.
This is a can of worms we can't shed. Someone's opened Pandora's box of Transformers.
Scary.
Yeah. I don't want to see Warfare come to that, but I know it will someday.
Giant robots?
Or some sort of exoskeleton. Like, they already have, like, super soldiers where they
like
have,
like, Avatar status?
Where they're just, like, 10 feet tall.
Where they're, like, in the suit and they're controlling it and stuff.
Yeah. Did they ever explain that in the movie? If they died out there, if they die?
No, they don't.
They don't die?
Because they're not really there. They're just connected to it.
Okay. If they die in the Avatar, they just wake up, right?
Yeah, because one guy did. That one, the nerdy guy. He died. His guy died, didn't it?
I don't think he died. I think they just, during that fight, the one guy was just running away from them, and they went one direction, and he fell down a cliff.
No.
Wasn't there a moment when they started waking up people that were in those Avatar suits?
Yeah.
And then, like, he was actually somewhere else? Like, they thought he was in the bunker or whatever, but he was actually somewhere else? Mm-hmm. I only saw that movie once, and it was cool, but...
It's definitely not a movie I want to watch over and over. Like, I've probably watched it about maybe 6 or 7 times, but during that course of time, there was big distance between those two.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I forgot what this looked like, you know, so I'll just put it on my TV and just kind of like listen to the surround sound for a little bit and be like, well, that was cool, and then I'll shut it off.
I watched it for the first time in 3D, and that was like actually my first 3D movie that I saw.
Well, you started off good 3D. Then.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. And well, actually, I started off so good that like it only goes down from here.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're pretty much stuck.
Until they start making movies like that.
Like, yeah, now that his cameras are out there and people are able to use them.
Have an extra $50 million. Why
not? Yeah, well, I'm glad that he revolutionized that because other than like animated 3D movies, none of them were worth watching.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I saw, what was that called again? Alice in Wonderland with Johnny Depp in 3D.
That was terrible.
And I thought it was going to be good because it's a very colorful type thing and, you know, but
wasn't even 3D through the whole movie.
Yeah, it wasn't
just
good.
Like little
it wasn't even that part was terrible, but the actual movie was terrible as
It was not.
It was pretty much, do you want to watch Johnny Depp play Mad Hatter for 40 minutes and then watch this crazy dragon fight and then Johnny Depp's back and he does this crazy dance and it's over.
The dance is so out of the ordinary in that movie.
Yeah.
Like it does not fit whatsoever.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I think they just did it to be weird. You know, just to have that weird factor in there. It was Tim Burton, right? Tim Burton did that one, directed it, right? Yeah.
I was watching some of his movies the other night, and I liked him better, like, when he was, like, I think it goes for most directors, like, the first things they start doing are, like, the most interesting, and then they'll start doing whatever. But for Tim Burton, I liked his older stuff more than before he got into special effects, because his claymation is, like, really cool, like Nightmare Before Christmas.
He produced that, though. He didn't direct it.
The Nightmare Before Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if Israel was here right now, he'd be flipping shit, because he thinks everybody gives Tim Burton credit for that, because his name was so big on it.
Yeah.
But he didn't direct it, he produced it. Oh. So he did still have a big hand in how it worked and everything like that, but
how
he didn't direct
it. Looked?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he didn't direct it. The guy who did Coraline was the director from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Hmm.
And Coraline was amazing. I thought it was really good, you know, and it was still the same animation, but more modernized.
Yeah.
It was good. I liked it.
It kind of like a mixture of claymation and CGI.
Yeah, well, I don't think there was much CGI in that, actually, but I could be wrong, you know, but it was good. It was a good movie. The storyline was pretty solid. It had the same feel as, like, Nightmare. It was kind of, like, eerie and, you know, kind of out of place, and it was good. And it looked good in 3D, too.
A good example then for Tim Burton's early stuff before special effects is like Beetlejuice.
That's true.
Because it was claymation.
Yeah.
And some things were special effects, but those were like the early stages of special effects, like when
they were
first
still getting a handle on it.
Yeah, like green screen and stuff.
I think that. Did the Beetlejuice come around the same time that the first Star Wars did?
No.
No?
Beetlejuice is like 88. Afterward.
Okay, yeah. And Star Wars is like 74, 78? Somewhere in there.
I want to say 77, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
78, maybe.
Yeah. But, yeah, they revolutionized. That's when they started, like, all the special effects started really kicking into gear, yeah. You know, and they started learning how to do them.
I didn't realize, I saw this making of video, you know, the whole scrolling thing in Star Wars mm-hmm. at the beginning? It's actually just on a TV screen, and he's filming that. And it looks so good, though. Like, how does this work? Like,
it's on a... What?
Okay, you'd have to watch the video, but, like, there's, like, a TV screen or some kind of screen, and it's showing that scrolling thing, and he just has a camera on top of it filming it. Like, it's something very simple.
So that angle and everything is just because the camera's at an angle against the TV?
Something like that.
Wow.
Something along those lines. I know that. You'd have to watch that, it.
Yeah, that's
I'll
weird.
I'll send you the link later.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Something, like a lot of those things are very practical. It's just the way that you do it.
It's the way that you perceive it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know all their ships and stuff like that were just models, and they had, like, a giant, like, area where they would just film it.
Until he started, like, redoing everything.
Yeah.
And going back and, like, I'm going to add CGI to everything.
Yeah. No. What if there was a Wookiee in every scene? Would people like that? I like it, so I'm going to do it. What if there was Wookiees in Indiana Jones?
I just realized I don't care what people like.
I just realized I'm George Lucas, and I don't give a fuck. That South Park episode was pretty good, that too. They did a parody on
They raped Indiana Jones.
Yeah. And George Lucas was the like the weary guy. He didn't really know what was going on, but Steven Spielberg was like pushing him into doing everything. that was a good one. So is there anything else that we want to talk about today? No? Anything on your mind, Terry?
No, we got past the acid part. That was hanging on my mind for a while there.
Yeah, so. It took us a while to get in there. Thank you, Mr. Moped, for driving by.
You hired a guy to drive a moped to end your podcast. I like it.
Yeah, that's I go for the
wrap
big
it up thing. Sound right yeah. there.
Big finale.
Yeah. He's just going, like, you couldn't just hold the accelerator.
He's just outside your house, sitting there looking into your window, just vroom, vroom.
Just burning out. On my sidewalk on his little moped. Those things were the shit when I was like 14, and then like they disappeared for like years, and now they're coming back apparently.
He's gonna bring them back.
Little weed whacker motors on a board. Well, I guess that's the best transportation you're gonna get before you can get a car, right?
Yep.
Because apparently anything under 30 miles an hour, you don't have to have a license or wear a helmet or anything.
Right.
Just go for
just
it.
Just go for it.
That's why some Vespas, you're fine. You don't need a license or nothing. You just take it out on the road.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, anything under 30 miles an hour, you're good. Yeah. Sam had a... You've seen Kevin Rose's little moped, right?
Yes.
And so the old school ones that look like bikes, and you have to pedal them for a while, and then the engine kicks in.
Yeah.
Sam
that.
Has two of them.
Two of them now.
Yeah. And
Sam would have those.
Yeah. Yeah, he loved
He's
it.
He's got all the like motorized things
the
that
little
you
weird
heard of.
Thing,
yeah.
Yeah. He had three bugs at one point.
Does he have a mini bike? One of those little mini motorcycles?
I didn't think about it. Does he?
Well, I know one
if
of
If he doesn't one, had he
one of our buddies had one. And I think he got all of his excitement out on that one, so he never ended up buying himself one.
Okay.
So
I don't even know how he would be able to ride one of those things. He's so tall.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he finds ways.
Very resourceful guy.
Yeah. His fixed gear is huge. He's put like $1,200 into it or something like that.
Jesus.
He built it, like, everything. He got the frame. He put the pedals on and everything. Right. He got... chains and special tires and special rims and special brakes and
dang.
Built the whole thing from the ground up, and it's amazing. It's super light too. Like, you can pick it up with your pinky like it's nothing, and the thing flies. You can hit 30 like it's nothing. You know, but those bikes are weird. This guy's coming back, isn't he?
Yep, there he comes. He wants you to wrap it up.
Because you're still going? What the fuck? Where? I'm glad I never had anything like that as a kid, because I would just annoy the shit out of my neighbors by going up and down the street and stuff.
Leave it to that guy.
Yeah. Oh, he'll be the neighborhood menace.
Could be a kid. Never know.
He looked a little bit young. I saw him when he rode by. He, I don't know. He looked about 16, 17, somewhere around there. All right, well, before we drone this off, we might as well end it before we start getting boring.
The guy's going to come back if you keep going.
Yeah, I know. He's just going to come back down the street.
Lingering.
Yeah. All right, then. Well, thanks again for listening. Hope we didn't bore you too much. Hopefully we'll have Dom on a few more episodes, too.
Absolutely.
Hopefully it isn't the last one. And we'll get you into some of those film projects that we're doing, too.
Oh, so
you
definitely.
Can get back into it.
Yeah, I need the push. You know, in the right direction.
Yep, well, so do we. So the more people we have that are enthused about doing it, then the better.
Let's push each other.
Yeah. Let's go get some mopeds and just drive up and down the street for motivation. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening again.